once saw a man sitting on an old bench. Like the bench, he was ancient, face buried in wrinkles and teeth clenched. His arms hung down limply as frail ropes at his side, gripping the bench as if his fingers were tied. And I couldn't even have sworn if he was alive, as he sat there, still, with a detached look in his eyes. So alone in the autumn breeze, he's sitting there, when from around the bend comes a millionaire. It wasn't that I recognized or knew him by name, but all the same, he pranced like a peacock and dressed like a prince. And by it, the scene laughed at the dissonance. You have this man who holds the world in his hands, and a poor, frail fella without a penny to spend. And right there and then, the world seemed to jeer. It was just so queer. But I didn't laugh, because the peacock man passed. His work was a tyrant who beckoned his every waking hour. And besides, what money came from stopping to smell the flowers? The slave of success marched on round the bend. And so the ancient one sat, alone, once again. And forevermore he could sit and taste the fragrant fall breeze, if he chose, in the garden smelling of lavender and in his baggy clothes. His age brought him no beauty, no money, no fame, no power to wield, and thus his name. Well, I never asked his name. Didn't matter to me, because for all the things this man didn't have, this man was free.